Hello, everybody. Welcome to Run and Code, humor in South Texas law enforcement. I'm your host, T-Bone. With me, as always, is my partner, J-Man. J-Man, how you doing today?
I'm doing real good, man.
That's what I like to hear, man. Mm-hmm. You always want to know that your partner's got his head in the game and feeling good.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
What are we going to talk about today?
First Amendment auditors.
Auditors! Can we add the Second Amendment auditors, too?
I guess they fall into the same category.
They do.
Because when they do their audits.
The category of irritating assholes.
Yes. Yeah, they do the same thing. They cause what you want to call minor disturbances to see how we respond.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole purpose of it.
So for the civilians that don't understand what an auditor is, law enforcement, we all know what an auditor is. And most of us have dealt with one at one point or another. Some have dealt with them a lot more than others, and others may have just had one run-in and that was it, and they got lucky.
Mm-hmm.
The whole purpose of an auditor, they're not actually performing a function. All they're trying to do is get a rise out of you to make you say or do something stupid or illegally arrest them. And then they get their 50 minutes of fame, sue you for rights violation, make a huge stink. They get a million views on their page, and they're famous. In this entire show today, we will not mention one single one of these ding-dongs' names because I'm not giving them any recognition, okay? Auditors are not press. I believe, and absolutely believe, even though I'm a cop and I'm not a big fan of reporters, a free press is crucial to a free society. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. They are the watchdogs. My only issue with reporters is they don't get the story right. They just air it, and then if they're wrong, they don't come back later and say, our bad. They just hope you forgot about it and move on to something else. But they're crucial. Auditors are just like mosquitoes at a campsite. They're irritating. Ignore them. Eventually, they leave you alone. So you have your two types. You got your First Amendment auditors, and you got your Second Amendment auditors. Sometimes they swap back and forth, too.
Yeah.
Depending on what the hot topic is at the time. Is it guns? Okay, we're going to see if we can cause a rise. I didn't see so much of the Second Amendment auditors until we passed open carry in Texas, constitutional carry. Then I started seeing a few more of those. They would just want to see what you were going to do. Like, were you going to pull a gun on them just because they were carrying? Stuff like that. Best advice I ever gave was ignore these idiots. They will take it elsewhere. If they don't get a good video of you, they're not going to post it. And if you're super, super polite and you know your job, they won't post it.
Yeah, they're not.
Because now that makes them look stupid because they don't want to be unbiased. They're not there to be unbiased. So they will purposely go places like the courthouse where it says recording not allowed because you're in a courthouse. There are victims there. You're not allowed to film there. And they'll purposely try to walk in and film. And then, of course, when the deputies or if there's civilian security or whatever try to stop them, they start a whole row where I got a First Amendment right, blah, 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 blah. A lot of them end up in jail because they're not allowed to film. And it just turns into a huge old ordeal. There's great videos on YouTube. Please look them up. Auditors getting tased. Hilarious in the courthouse. Hilarious. We even had that in the courthouse here a couple times. Pop. Brr, well, now you feel stupid. But then they want to sue, and the case gets thrown out because it was clear it was posted. No filming in the courthouse. And the answer is very simple. There are victims in the courthouse. They're juvenile victims, sexual assault victims. We don't want them on camera. Okay, sorry, there's a reason for that. That's why in our reports, we don't refer to juveniles without putting juvenile in front of their name so that gets redacted.
Right.
So that these people don't know who they are. And shame on the officer that screws up and that report gets released with the juvenile's full name on it. Oops. Oops. You're going to have a problem.
Oh, yeah.
Or if your video custodian releases footage and doesn't blur the juvenile's face out, that's a violation of the law.
Yeah, it is.
You are in serious deep trouble now.
It's funny because, there's like a small, when the whole First Amendment auditor thing came out and I started, I wanted to make sure I knew who I was dealing with and how to deal with them. So I watched a lot of videos on them. And the general, consensus that I get is that they're mostly of them, like you said, they're just trying to get a rise out of officers.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to pick the right officers that they know based on their demeanor are going to bite. Mm-hmm. On what they're trying to do. There's a small percentage of auditors that aren't disrespectful intentionally,
mm-hmm.
that don't want to shove cameras in your faces and push that line and push the line of
interference.
There are ones out there that really do just want to film their whatever story it is they're making, blah, blah, blah. But the vast majority of them, they're dicks.
They
really are. Their sole intention is to just come up there and just be another distraction, mm-hmm. for you while you're doing your job. And then also to throw like out petty insults or whatever.
Yeah, and they wanted to see if you'll turn around and get insulted.
Yeah.
I don't get insulted. I'll laugh. If I'm in the middle of something and I hear it, I might laugh if it's funny enough. Because, look, if it's funny, it's funny. Whether it's ridiculous or not, it's funny. I laugh. And that just makes them madder. Because what they want is an angry reaction. Uh-huh. If I start laughing, they realize they're not getting to me. They get pissed. And so sometimes they go elsewhere or they step it up a notch. The only thing I tell them is, like, just stay over there. You can film to your heart's content. Stay over there and do not get in your fear. You'll have ones that will get really close to you. Want to see how far they can go. And those, I like, stay over there. Don't come any closer. You know, and those have ended up in handcuffs before for interference.
Mm-hmm.
And then, no, but you were interfering. If you were standing in the back filming, whatever, film to your heart's content. But the minute you step into my airspace, so to speak, and you're interfering with my arrest or my investigation or whatever I'm doing, now I have to split my attention between the subject here, and now I got to split it with you as well. So now, guess what? You're going to handcuffs, and I'm taking your phone and putting it on the roof of my car. I'll leave it running. I don't care, but it's going on the roof of the car. And I'm going to put you in my vehicle and then go back and finish what I was doing and then come back and talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you might be back there for a while. I will make sure the AC's on. I'll make sure your cuffs are fine. But you're going to be sitting in my Tahoe while I finish my investigation. I've only done that once. I had one. I was on a traffic stop. Simple traffic stop. I was in the Glen. Simple traffic stop. Guy just ran a stop sign, no big deal. And it pulled him over. Him and I are chatting. And the kid's actually real respectful, polite. We're kind of actually just kind of started shooting the breeze for a minute. You know, like, we're just chatting now. And this guy is walking on the sidewalk. He stops at the front of the car on the sidewalk and immediately pulls out his phone. This officer is conducting a traffic stop. The only reason he stopped this driver is because this driver is black. The driver was white. Very white. I guess this kid, this auditor, figured because the area I was in was just predominantly African-American,
mm-hmm.
he just assumed the same thing they accused us of doing, that the driver was black. And the kid looked over at me, and I said, just ignore him. So, and he's being loud, though. You know, this officer is conducting an illegal traffic stop for no reason. I'm like, I don't think he knows why I stopped you. Because the kid even admitted to running the stop sign. And the kid's just like, this guy's stupid. I'm like, yeah, just ignore him. I didn't want to say, yes, he's stupid, because I'm on camera. So, yeah, just ignore him. So, all right, man, you got your license. I go back. I run him. He's clean and clear. I even give him a warning because he was really calm and had nothing on his record. And he wasn't like a full blow at 35 miles an hour. He kind of just slow rolled it. And I just say, man, there's kids. School's getting out here in a little bit. Just be mindful. So, all right, man, look, you're free to go. Drive safe. As I'm walking back, he's like, sir, what was the outcome of that stop? And I demand you talk to me. And I just kept walking and completely ignored him. This officer is refusing to speak to me and violating my rights. I'm like, no, it's not right. I got in the Tahoe. Shut the door on the Tahoe. As soon as he put his phone, turned his phone off, put it in his pocket, then I picked up the PA and said, you're a fucking idiot. And he turned around trying to get his phone back. Nope, I drove off. And he was like, trying to flag me down. No, I'm leaving.
Yeah, they're really, really, so they have a really good thing of like, because they don't know the law as good as they think they do. That's the problem.
There is a small percentage that actually does.
Yep.
But they're very niche about what they know.
Mm-hmm.
So on that subject, they may know exactly what to talk about, but then if it steps out to something else, then they just start spouting off bullshit.
Yeah, and that's the problem. Like they purposefully misinterpret the law. I feel like it's purposeful, or they just have a gross misunderstanding. It's a lot. It's just a combination of those things.
Yeah,
and then they know for a fact that every citizen in here has protections from illegal and bad misconduct from police officers. So the stuff that they do to go out of their way to get a rise for an officer to act or to bring out this misconduct and just the great lengths they do it is just crazy. Now, there is a portion of officers that as soon as they see the camera from these guys, what have you, it becomes like a back and forth just like this. And it shouldn't be like that.
No.
There's enough video footage out there to see the bad reactions. But at the same time, if you really watch them all the way and they're not cut, well, they're probably not going to post it. They just post a negative portion. All the freaking rigmarole that an officer has to listen to and go through while they're on the scene from an individual that's just refusing to listen, or it's an auditor that's just trying to see the department in the city, you'll see the lengths that they go. And you just scratch your head and it's like, all of that was not necessary.
No.
None of it was necessary.
It didn't serve a necessary function. In their mind, though, it was absolutely necessary to a free society. You know what? That's the great thing about this country. you can believe the earth is flat, and you can believe that JFK is still alive, along with Elvis, you know, and they're all hanging out somewhere. Doesn't make you right. As officers, know your job.
Yeah.
Know your limits, know your legal limits, know your city ordinances, your county ordinances. If you know these things and you're right, and you stay calm, you'll win. If you don't, and you start spouting off bullshit, and they did know, they're going to embarrass the hell out of you. And they're going to post that for sure, and then you're going to get a call to come see your boss about why the hell would you say something like that? Well, I thought it was whatever. No. No.
There's one, I think there's one video where guy was like filming on the military installation.
Yeah. Yeah. Good luck with that.
Now,
that's a whole different game right there.
No, it's just funny because.
Is that the one where the SPs body slammed him?
I don't know. So I know he was outside of it. He was like.
You can't film the front gates of military installation.
So he was. Yeah. So that's what it was. He was like on the outside, but he's filming the gates. And then he ended up getting detained, obviously. And then, of course, he ended up getting arrested. He ended up getting arrested for it because. There's UCMJ. Now, some people think that UCMJ doesn't apply, like, I guess, when it gets to military installations.
You can't charge a civilian under the UCMJ.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also federal law along with UCMJ.
Right.
Federal law is what they're talking about. So they can charge them federally under the FBI.
It was just funny. I was like, here you go. I thought
they were like regular cops. No, they'll put their hands on you. It's a military installation. We don't want you filming the military installation gates for obvious anti-terrorism reasons. And ever since the Patriot Act got passed, they really, really have a lot more leeway to put their hands on you. So if you're trying that route with Army, MPs, Air Force Security Forces, or Navy Shore Patrol, you're probably going to find out what asphalt tastes like. And they're not going to get in any trouble for it either at all. Because the Secretary of the Navy, Secretary of the Air Force, and Secretary of the Army don't care about some auditor screaming on the news that he got body slammed by MPs. Okay. And
it's just, I don't know. Like it's that whole thought of, well, this is a publicly funded government building, but I don't think a lot of them realize that the person in charge of the building, i.e. the government, has the right to restrict where you can and can't go.
Mm-hmm.
So it's also funny when you see these guys go into different parts of the building where they're trespassing because there's signs posted and they say, well, I should be able to roam where I want. I paid for this building.
Yeah.
No you didn't. This building has been up since the early 90s.
Yeah, you
didn't pay for nothing. Like, or the early 80s. You didn't pay for anything.
All right, so take your butt out to Area 51 in Nevada, or try that crap at CIA headquarters in Langley, or the Pentagon, and just see how far it gets you.
And you know, it's funny. I've seen audited videos where they're outside of, like, the regional field offices for, like, you know, the CIA, NSA, whatever. But they don't make it very far in.
No,
I've never seen them where they actually cross the threshold and they're in there, like they're actually in the lobby.
Yeah, you're not going to make
it. They're always on the sidewalk.
And then you got your Second Amendment auditors.
Uh-huh.
And so they will purposely, so you're allowed to carry a long gun in Texas. So like AR or an AK-47 platform or even a 30-06 deer rifle. I mean, you can.
Mm-hmm.
If I still recall right, because I haven't dealt with it in a while, it has to be unloaded, though, or it can't be chambered. It's one of those two.
Right.
I'm not going to pull up, you chambered? I don't care. Now, if you pointed that at me, you're going to get a negative response. But if you got it slung correctly and you got one hand for positive control, whatever, man. As long as you're not walking towards a children's playground or something like that, if you're walking down the damn street, you know what? People are going to call, but I may not even approach you. I may be like, no. Let's see, not loaded, and he's got positive control and is pointing down on the ground. Why would I force a confrontation?
Yeah.
That's what they want. They want you to force a confrontation.
Yep.
Handguns, it's got to be in a holster.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, okay, you pull up, okay, whatever. They want that confrontation, and if you go up there and go, well, I need to ID you. You don't have the right to ID them just because they're standing there with a weapon. Now, if they're pointing at people, different story.
Mm-hmm.
If they're flagging people, different story. But if they are not carrying in a threatening manner and it's being safely handled, you have no right to demand their ID.
Yeah.
Now, if they're on school grounds, different story.
Yeah.
If they're on a courthouse, different story. A bank, a different story. A school, all that, different story. Public, walking on the sidewalk, they have the right to do it. They're hoping to get you to do something really, really incredibly stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And you walk up, and what the majority of officers fall for that trap is they think they have to ID people. there's a legal way to ID people, and if they've done nothing wrong, you can't force it. Okay. As you can say, can I get your ID? Why do I have to? No. Be quick to say, no. Why do you want it? I just want to know who I'm talking to. You know who I am. I just want to know who I'm talking to. If they still don't give it to you, okay, they don't give it to you. Call it a day. Don't force the issue.
Yeah.
That's what they want you to do.
Well, then some of them say, well, you just violated their rights just then and there because you asked for the 90.
No. So,
and it's funny. And they make that whole like, oh, well, this officer knows that they can't ask me for my ID, and they just violated my Fourth Amendment right. No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
You weren't seized. You weren't searched. We didn't identify you. We asked. We can ask anything we want to. We can ask to search you. We can ask for your ID. We can ask for your name and date of birth. Now, if we don't have a legal reason to obtain any of those items, you can tell us to kiss your ass. Okay. But we can ask you any damn thing we want to. And they know that. They just, again, or some may actually not know that. They may actually think that just us randomly asking is a violation of their rights, and it is not. If we demand it and then take it from you by force, and we didn't have a legal reason to, yes, now we have violated your rights because we didn't have the legal right to do that. But what we used to do, and I actually got to arrest one Second Amendment auditor. It was a joyous day. And we got lucky because he had put his phone away and he wasn't able to get it out before we got him in handcuffs. So, yes, win. We knew who he was, and someone called in and said that he was walking down the street and he had a handgun on his hip. And so we're like, okay, we passed him. I said, let me run him I run him. He's a convicted felon. Oh, well, now we have a different problem. He's not allowed to have a gun. Flipped around. I got out of the Tahoe quietly. The other unit was coming from the other direction. I got out of the Tahoe quietly. He saw him. He didn't see me. I come up behind him and I got his hands. I said, hey, how you doing? You're under arrest. I managed to get his hands, his fingers together. You're under arrest. Felon possession of firearm. Yanked the firearm out. And it was real. I verified it was a real firearm. Yep, it's real. Do it on the hood. Oh, you can't do this. Ah, you're a felon. I have the right. No, you don't. You were only convicted 2 years ago. No, you don't. So I was able to arrest him for felon possession of a firearm. And I don't know whatever happened to that case. I never even got called. So
there is a belief with the Second Amendment auditors that the government does not have the right to restrict the use of any firearm. And I'm just like, I don't agree with
incorrect.
That. That's
incorrect.
I don't agree with that. Because, like, and this is, we're talking about military-grade weapons. Like, do I think a regular citizen should have an RPG? No.
No.
It's just odd. Like, should a, and I get Look, the argument, I get the argument that they're making. I get it.
If I lived on 1,000 acres and wanted to blow shit up on my own property, that's my business.
Yes.
Now, walking around the streets with a bazooka across my shoulders, probably not a good idea. Especially anti-terrorism age, that's probably not a good idea. But if I own 1,000 acres in the backwoods of Texas and want to blow up crap on my own property with C4 and dynamite, whatever.
I mean, just there's some military-grade weapons that I believe that,
that civilians shouldn't have access to. Civilians
should have.
Without certain licenses and certain, let's make sure we know who you are before we turn over 10 pounds of C4 to you, or grenades.
And that's why it's like, oh, you're a traitor to your oath, that type of thing. And I'm like, whatever, differences, tomato, tomato. Like, I try not even to bother. I think I've ran into a few auditors where the interactions have been just pretty normal because, like you said, I don't give into it.
Yeah.
I just don't want to.
Well,
maybe if I get a wild hair.
You don't make it entertaining.
Yeah.
And if you don't make it entertaining, they will typically leave you alone because you're not giving them what they want. Mm-hmm. They want a reaction they can put on YouTube or TikTok or Instagram and get likes and followers and views. And maybe you do something stupid enough they can sue you. That's all they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
If you stay boring and you stay polite, it doesn't go anywhere. And if they try to goad you into it and you just pretend you're stupid, like you're not understanding what they're asking, they'll go find somebody else.
Yeah.
But they know. After a while, which officers rise, to the bait and take the bait, and which officers don't. And they'll leave the ones that don't alone. And they'll always go after the officer that does take the bait.
I know.
And goes, what the hell, man? And, oh, I got him. They just won.
Then there's the ones that look into your cars. They look into the parked units. Like if a department has doesn't have a fence up, and it's kind of like an open area where people can go and look at the cars, they'll do the whole, they're just looking inside.
Go ahead. Now, if I'm trying to get in that car to leave and you won't let me, you won't move, that's a different story. And if I have a call I'm trying to get to, you're interfering.
Mm-hmm.
But if I go, excuse me, Is this your job? Excuse me. I got to go to a call. I made you look like a dick because you won't get out of my way. And I tell them I got an emergency call to go to. Now you won't get out of my way? Go and post that. Because now you look like a dick. And I guarantee you, I already have my camera running. As soon as I saw you, I already have my body camera running because I already know where this is going. But if I say, hey, I'm responding to an emergency call, I need you to get out of my way, and you don't, you look like a giant dick.
Mm-hmm.
So you say you care about public safety, but there's somebody in danger and I'm trying to go help them and you won't get out of my way. Now, how does that look?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't going to post that video.
Yeah.
It's called evidence for the prosecution now for interference of the peace officer in the performance of their duties.
Yeah.
The auditor thing, it's one of those, they tell the public, we're trying to help. We're bringing accountability to law enforcement, transparency to law enforcement. And that's be fine if that's what they were doing. I wouldn't have a problem with it. I have no problem with transparency and accountability. Now, I don't mean that we should be allowed to have reporters embedded with SWAT teams as we raid a house.
Mm-hmm.
That's not accountability and transparency. That's not the same thing. But if you want to stand across the street and film my traffic stop, you go right ahead. Enjoy yourself. Knock yourself out. If you feel more manly filming me while I'm fighting with a suspect than actually helping me get the suspect under control, you know what? I don't have to pretend which one's got bigger balls.
Well, yeah, because the biggest thing they say is, we're not anti-cop, we're anti-bad cop. I'm like, no, you're not. You're general just anti-law enforcement, period, or anti-government, period. Yeah. And just law enforcement is just an extension of the overall government.
We're the visible arm of government.
Yes.
We enforce the laws that the lawmakers pass. We enforce those laws. So we're the visible arm of the law.
Mm-hmm.
People don't hate us personally because they don't know us. They hate the badge, the uniform, what we stand for. Because we stand for accountability for your actions. You did something stupid, you're going to jail. I didn't do it, you did it. Yeah. You made the choice. I just saw you do it, and now I'm going to address it. You know, what does my lieutenant always used to tell us? Arrest for the highest offense. Let the DA's office sort it out.
Yeah.
Let them make the decision, not you. That's not your job. If it's black and white in the penal code, arrest them.
Mm-hmm.
And then let the courts deal with it. They want to drop it, that's on them. They want to lower it, downgrade it, you know, whatever. I stopped taking that personal years ago. Okay, whatever. I did my job, and I can justify it. I wrote it down. I did my job. Yeah. I'm covered. I've never been accused of a bad arrest. I've never gotten in trouble for an arrest I made. Fine. If the DA's office wants to let it go, that's their problem, not my problem. So it's just, it boils down to that.
Oh, yeah.
So auditors, and it goes in waves. You might not see one for months, and then something will happen somewhere in the U.S. usually that sparks it again, and then you start seeing them all of a sudden again.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden now you start running into them all over the place, and then after 6 months it kind of dies down. You might see one, but generally it dies down. They're right back up again. So it comes in waves.
Mm-hmm.
So all I'm going to tell brother officers and sister officers, just pay attention to what's going around you. If they're filming you, that's fine. Be aware they're there.
And be boring.
Don't acknowledge him. Be boring.
Be boring.
And I guarantee you, the guy you traffic stopped or the woman you traffic stopped are going to find them to be just as stupid as you do. They're going to be like, wow, this dude has nothing better to do. And it's funny is you can actually bond with a driver with that idiot. That's what I did with this kid. I was like, you know what? Hey, here's a warning, man. You're free to go. Because he thought he was just as stupid as I thought he was. So that gave me hope. I was like, oh, this kid's actually pretty smart. He's not falling for this. But that cracked me up about the entire thing. The entire thing. And the kid didn't have tinted windows. You can see through his car. Clearly, he's only pulling him over because he's black. This kid's whiter than me. So clearly, you didn't look into the car. So it's like you're making our own argument for us without even realizing it. Mm-hmm. I can't see what the hell you are from outside the car in the back. You're standing in front of the car looking towards him, and you still thought he was black, and he's white as me. Clearly, you didn't look. You assumed. So, and that's when the kid really just kind of started laughing in the car. I was like, yeah, just ignore him.
I mean, it makes for good content. It does. And like I said, and there is a small portion of them that I see what they're doing. They handle it, I guess, the correct way. Because I've learned there's two type of auditors. The aggressive, confrontational ones. And then there is
just the observers.
Just the observers.
Yeah, they just stand back and they observe. They might narrate, but they're doing it quietly. And they don't say a word to you. And they don't interfere. And they don't get in your airspace. And then when it's done, they wave at you and walk off.
There's,
I have a ball, dude.
there are some that are just like, I don't get the shtick. Like, I really sit and I think. I'm like, okay, I look at both sides. I do. I look at both sides, and I'm always just on the side of, you just made this worse than what it was. So not, I mean, if your idea is that all officers are like, you know, corrupt, they're all angry, they're all violent and all this other stuff. Well, number one, you're wrong, because if you're just being an absolutist, you're super wrong.
No.
And you're not going to post the ones that just weren't. You're just not going to. No. Because so it doesn't perpetuate the narrative.
Unbiased.
Right. It's not. It's not fair. It's not biased. Now, people make the argument all day, well, you guys are supposed to act that way. You're right. But if they were being truthful, why don't they do it? Why don't they want to post it to you? Because they only want to show you one side. They only want to create fear, panic, and just
distrust.
Distrust and mm-hmm. funny confrontations for like us. Like we watch it like, oh yeah, that's real stupid.
I like how people think filming me means they won't get their window broken. No, you just turned your phone into evidence while you film me. Because not only do I have it on my camera, you're refusing my lawful order to get out of the car. You have it on your phone refusing a lawful order to get out of the car. So once I get you into custody, that phone is now mine. I'm going to put it in airplane mode, shut it off, and so I'm going to the property room, and I'm going to tell the electronics crimes, download that footage and save it as evidence. So you lost your phone.
Yep.
And who knows what else we might find.
Yeah.
So if you end up child pornography, oops. Well, that was your fault, dude. But yeah, they think filming me is going to keep me from breaking their window.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, it doesn't stop me because I have a camera that will be unedited
mm-hmm.
and will be shown in full. And what's more is I have the law on my side. You don't.
Yep.
So the law says I can do this. Pennsylvania versus Mims makes it really clear. It's a landmark case that made it super, super clear. Black and white.
Yep.
So no, you just look stupid and foolish now. So we could go on with auditors for hours.
Critical part of the law enforcement public. It's just like they just bogarted their way in there.
No,
as long as there's like police officers,
I guess like a hemorrhoid is part of your health.
As long as there's police officers, deputy sheriffs, constables, whatever, there will always be an auditor somewhere. Oh, yeah. Somewhere,
you know,
nearby.
If you do your job, know your job, and calmly talk to them, they'll leave you alone.
Yeah.
And they won't post it because it's boring footage, and they don't want to waste their time. They want to find the rookie who loses his temper because you challenge his manhood. I don't care if you challenge a manhood. I don't give a shit. I don't answer to you. So I don't care. So brothers, sisters, on that subject, please pay attention, though. Be careful with these people, though. They can be dangerous. Some of them do have a screw loose. Some of them do have mental health issues. Yep. So still be cautious, like you would with any person in the public you're dealing with. Be cautious with them. Jamie, anything to add on that?
Yeah, they really border the line between like sovereign and auditors. Like sometimes you'll get like the auditors that are also sovereign citizens. So like you should just always be careful.
Yeah, and always some of them, be careful. A lot of them do have schizophrenia, bipolar. So just be very careful. Mm-hmm. Be polite, but be cautious and be ready.
Yep.
So and for our loyal listeners, don't forget we still have our YouTube channel up, Running Code. On YouTube, it's RUNNIN apostrophe space code on YouTube. So you don't have to just listen to us. You can actually watch us. And we do appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
So please tell your friends, tell your family, pass this on, let other people. Right now, I think last count, we're in 22 countries. And I think last 250 cities, I think, so far in count.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So we're getting out there. And we do appreciate our loyal listeners. And we thank you very much. And comment on the videos. And if it's a good enough comment and we like it or it's a question, we'll answer it on one of our episodes. And we'll refer to your username unless you send us a private message asking us not to. And that's fine. We won't do that. We'll respect your privacy.
Yeah.
We're not auditors. So I had to throw it in there. So from J-Man and I here at Running Code, brothers, sisters, have a safe week. Our civilian listeners, have a good week. And thank you for your support. And I got nothing else to add on that subject.
Nope, we're good.
All right. We're out of here.